Captain and brethren.
Good afternoon.
Thanks to God our Father for bringing all of us together here again and for giving us another privilege to hear the word of God and to fellowship with one another. So the Bible from Genesis to Revelation tells us about God's plan for the righteous and for the wicked as well. So the title of my message today is Message to the Righteous. Please turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17 from verse 1. Genesis 17, 1. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, And the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. And I'll make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make a nation of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And if you turn to Genesis chapter 24, Genesis 24, Genesis 24:1. Genesis 24:1. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. So God promised Abraham blessings, and here the Bible says God blessed him in all things. Please turn your Bible to Isaiah chapter 3. Verse 10. Isaiah 3 verse 10. So God blessed Abraham because Abraham believed in God. Abraham had faith in God. Abraham obeyed God. And he loved God, so God blessed him. And the same blessing that God blessed Abraham with, God will also bless the righteous, whosoever the righteous is. So this message is to us, it's no longer to Abraham, because Abraham is not here today. Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10 says, Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruits of their doings. So God is saying to us today that if we continue to have faith in him, if we continue to walk with him, that it shall be well with us, and we will eat the fruits of our doing. If you turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 1. Psalms 1, verse 1. The book of Psalms 1 from verse 1. It says, Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. So that was exactly what happened to Abraham. God blessed Abraham according to his promises. for the righteous. So God blessed Abraham, and Abraham flourished and prospered in all ways. And the message to us today, to encourage us to continue to walk with God, to continue to keep the faith, to continue to obey God, is that this is not going to be in vain. The Bible says, it shall be well with the righteous. God will prosper us, and God will make all things well for us. And as we read, God said in the book of Genesis 17, said, the covenant shall not be with Abraham alone, but to his generation. The same thing applies to us. If we fear God and keep his commandments and raise our children in the way of God, and they fear God, God will also bless our children. God will bless our generation. God will also walk with our generation. If you turn to the book of Psalms chapter 37, Psalms 37, verse 25. Psalms 37, verse 25. David said, I've been young, and now I'm old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So God is going to prosper the righteous, and God will also bless the seed of the righteous, just like he did to Abraham, just like God did to Abraham. And we are all sons of Abraham. We are children of Abraham because we have faith in God and we are doing the works of Abraham. But the promises that God made to Abraham, the blessings of Abraham, is a blessing that spread from the past to the present to the future. It's not something that just happened in the days of Abraham. Those blessings are still here, and God still have a future blessing for the sons of Abraham and whosoever does the work of Abraham. If you turn to Matthew chapter 13, Matthew chapter 13, verse 43. Matthew 13, 43. Jesus Christ said, then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who have ear to hear, let him hear. So the blessings, when the Bible says shall be well with the righteous, it spreads from the past, the present, to the future. So it shall be well with the righteous today. It shall be well with the righteous in the kingdom of God. The Bible says the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. So the message to the righteous today, brethren, is to encourage us to continue to do the work of God, the work of Abraham. Don't give up no matter how hard the times are. Don't give up no matter the challenges we face today. Let's continue to do this work because God has promised that it shall be well with us if we continue. So the message to the righteous today is, it shall be well with you.